WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm in the chaos. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your brain's a scrambled mess and sleep is just this elusive mythical creature you keep chasing? Yeah, me too, sometimes. But guess what? We don't have to live like zombies, constantly fighting off fatigue. Today, we're diving into something super simple, yet incredibly powerful. Creating a bedtime routine that actually works. Think of it as your mental and physical reset button, a ritual designed to shut down the day's noise and welcome those sweet dreams. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dylan, another to-do list, please. But trust me, this isn't about adding more pressure. It's about creating space for tranquility. Think of it like prepping your phone for a good night's recharge. You wouldn't just leave it open to notifications all night, right? So, let's dive into five key takeaways that will transform your bedtime from scramble to a sanctuary. First up, ditch the screens an hour before bed. Seriously, phones, laptops, TVs, they're like those annoying party guests who overstay their welcome and keep you wired. The blue light emitted from these devices messes with your melatonin production, that essential hormone that tells your body it's time to sleep. Imagine it as a signal flare telling your brain, wake up, this isn't bedtime yet. So, put those gadgets down and opt for something calming like a good book or relaxing bath. Next, turn your bedroom into a sleep haven. Think crisp sheets, a comfortable temperature, and maybe even some aromatherapy with lavender essential oil. It's scientifically proven to be sleep-promoting. You know that feeling when you step into a hotel room and just want to collapse into the bed? That's what we're aiming for. Make your bedroom a space that screams relaxation and says sleep is coming. Third, create a calming pre-sleep ritual. This could be anything from gentle stretching or light yoga to meditation or journaling. Find what works for you and build it into your routine. It's about winding down, clearing your head, and letting go of the day's stresses. Imagine it as a mental warm down after a long workout. You wouldn't just suddenly stop mid-workout and expect to feel relaxed, right? Number 4. Listen to your body. If you're tired, don't fight it. Go to bed when you need to, even if it's earlier than usual. There's no shame in prioritizing sleep, and remember, quality over quantity always wins. Think of it like this. Would you rather run on fumes all day, or take a few extra minutes to fuel up properly? Finally, be consistent. The key to any good habit is consistency. Aim for the same bedtime and wake-up time, even on weekends. It helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle and makes falling asleep easier. Think of it like training your body. Consistency is what builds those strong sleep habits. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're wrapping up your day after a productive work session. You put on some calming music, dim the lights, and indulge in a warm bath with lavender essential oil. Feeling relaxed already? As you step out of the bath, you slip into freshly laundered sheets and crack open a good book. Your phone is safely tucked away, no notifications to disturb your peace. You spend 10 minutes meditating, focusing on your breath and letting go of any lingering worries. Soon enough, drowsiness washes over you, and you drift off into a peaceful slumber. Sound pretty great? That's the power of a well-crafted bedtime routine. Remember, you are not just trying to fall asleep, you're building a foundation for better sleep quality, which means more energy, sharper focus, and a happier, healthier you. So, what are you waiting for? Start crafting your own sleep sanctuary tonight. As always, keep it real, keep it stoic, and remember, even the darkest nights eventually give way to dawn. Until next time, keep those minds calm and those bodies moving. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little help getting their ZZZS on your nerve. They'll thank you for it. And hey, if you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. It means the world to me.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.